love, you will be a fair crown in the hand of the Lord and a king's headdress in the hand of your God. You will not now be named that she is who is giving up, and your land will no longer be named the waste land. No, but you will have the name, my pleasure is her. West Africa will be the pleasure of God. We are very hospitable. The church is growing in this region, and we believe that we shall be a pleasure of the Lord. And your land will be named married for the Lord, has pleasure in you, and your land will be married. For as a young man takes a virgin for his wife, so will your Maker be married to you. We will see the hand of God mightily in West Africa, and Islam will come down. Terrorism will come down. All the evils that have bedeviled this region, political instability, poverty, and all that, it will be no more. It will be no more. This region, West Africa, God will reign over it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Can we stand together to pray? Father, we thank you for Ghana, for Sierra Leone, for Liberia, for the Gambia. O Lord, our God, we declare our God reigns. Our God reigns over these nations. And Lord, we cry out to you and ask for grace that as your church, O God, we will stand in the place of prayer, that Lord God Almighty, there will be effective intercession for the nations of West Africa. Father, we cry out and we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we see a lot of movement of the bondwoman that we want to ask in the name of Jesus. Your word says that when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against it. We cry out for a revival. Lord, that by the Holy Spirit you raise a standard. By the Holy Spirit you cause, O God, Lord Almighty, to arise from among our nations a people for God, an army that is unstoppable, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we have located, O God, many challenges, but we know that you, our King, that Lord, you are raising, even from among this nation, a people of power, a people of praise, a people that will show forth your glory. That is what we declare regarding your church. And regarding the unreached, we ask, O God, let your light shine among the unreached, O God, in our nations of West Africa, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Lord, raise for us, O God, professionals in the world, in the marketplace, that will declare your glory, that will show forth the standard of the kingdom, that will bring you praise. We call forth the next generation, the children, the youths, that Lord God Almighty, the church will be a church that from generation to generation we declare your praise in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Toujours nous fléchira, toute langue confessera que Jésus est Seigneur. Tout genou fléchira, toute langue confessera que Jésus est Seigneur. Éternel Dieu Tout-Puissant, Dieu créateur du ciel et de la terre, toi
qui fait toutes choses. Toi à qui rien n'est impossible. Tu es Dieu. Et à part toi, il n'y a point d'autre Dieu. Seigneur, nous avons confiance en toi. Et c'est pour cela, Seigneur, que nous sommes devant toi ce soir. Seigneur, pour te présenter l'Afrique de l'Ouest. Toi seul as la capacité de nous relever. Seigneur, nous venons humblement vers toi. Te demander à ce que tu guérisses nos terres. Seigneur, guéris nos terres. Ô Éternel, pardonne nos péchés. Pardonne nos péchés. Nous nous sommes détournés de toi. Nous avons cherché des secours là où il ne faut pas. Et tu as dit dans ta parole que tu cherches quelqu'un. Quelqu'un qui peut se tenir à la brèche. Et nous sommes ce soir à la brèche de l'Afrique de l'Ouest. Seigneur, viens à notre secours. Viens à notre secours, ô Éternel des armées. Aie pitié de nous, ô Jésus. Et tourne ton regard favorable vers nous. Nous te recommandons le cœur de nos dirigeants. Le cœur des rois est entre tes mains. C'est toi qui le tournes où tu veux. Et nous appelons ces cœurs à l'obéissance à ta parole au nom de Jésus. Seigneur, amène-les à obéir à ta parole. Sème ta crainte dans nos cœurs. Ô Éternel, tu sais plus que nous ce dont nous avons besoin. Que ta volonté soit faite. Que ta volonté soit faite. Seigneur, que ton règne vienne.
Let your reign come.
Ô Éternel,
oh Lord our God,
nous te disons merci.
We say thank you.
Parce que nous savons que tu feras au-delà de ce que nous t'avons demandé. Au nom de Jésus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Now we'll call the last group. And that's the Nigerian. Since Nigeria is part of West Africa, so we're not going to call every Nigerian here to the altar. So just a representative and then one person to pray at the end. Yes, so the want to call the, yes, please come forward. And then the person to pray for Nigeria can also come along with him.
Okay, let me call Professor Konten to come to pray for Nigeria after the presentation. We reviewed the challenges faced by Nigeria within the context of the challenges in Africa. We looked at four key areas: economic hardship, poor infrastructure, poor state of health care, and instability. We discovered that the economic challenge facing Nigeria is now at a critical stage. Our debt burden is well over 60 trillion naira. Getting back into IMF loans will lead to further devaluation of our currency, removal of subsidies, impoverishment, and untold hardship to Nigerians. We provide a solution and agreed that all borrowing should be reduced to critical minimum. Borrowing should not just be for funding infrastructural development, but to revive critical profitable parts of the economy. Our goal should be to refine 100% of our crude for both local use and export. This will provide the much needed foreign exchange, help to reduce the rising debt profile, provide employment, and reduce hunger and poverty. We also saw the need to create an enabling environment that will move the economy from a consumption to a production-based economy. In all, it was agreed that good governance and a good leader with the capacity to manage our economy effectively will solve much of the economic challenges that is faced by the nation. Secondly, we looked at the poor infrastructure in Nigeria. The major factor hindering rapid infrastructural development in Nigeria is corruption and inflation of contracts. We see the need to radically reorient Nigerians and reduce the cost of governance, plug wastages through fully digitalized contract processes, and ensure that there is a spread of infrastructural development across the nation. We also believe that more than any other thing, that revival will help to change the culture of corruption within the nation. We see the need to pray for leaders who will fight corruption and push for a more prudent use of our resources. Our prayer response to this is to pray and uproot corruption in Nigeria. We see the need to have both good leadership and also good followership, as a tree cannot make a forest. We see the need to leverage on the abundant renewable energy to tackle the energy crisis. We have a lot of sunlight in Nigeria, and we believe that we could leverage on that to provide uninterrupted power supply, which will help drive production. We also see the need to pray to restructure Nigeria and to change the constitution to address the ethnic diversity in the nation. Then the third thing we looked at was the poor state of health, poor medical facilities, low investment in the health sector, shortages in health workers due to migration of skilled workers, corruption in procurement of medical products and technologies, fake drugs, fake medical equipment, medical tourism by politicians. It was agreed that we should both pray and push for a legislation that will ban medical tourism. This, we believe, will compel political leaders to invest in building our health sector. We pray for a new spirit of patriotism, and we also pray that there is need to radically invest in STEM education so that we can raise more doctors to replenish the rapid brain drain of doctors. We looked at instability, the failure national governance due to greed and corruption, unconstitutional change of government. We saw that this year is the election year in Nigeria. And thankfully, there is increasing participation of the youth and the church in the electoral process. Again, we discovered that there is a time that we can discern the mind of God even before he has spoken. When David saw Goliath, he didn't wait to hear what God was saying before he tackled Goliath. And we know that the options facing Nigeria is so clear, and that we can make a good choice. The church must pray and act. We are at a very critical point in our national history. The prayer of 45 years may be answered if we do what is right at this time. We agreed that there is a need for us to undertake a 21-day fasting and prayer to cover the period before the election and consider a 24-hour prayer chain on the 25th of this month at the eve of the election in order 24/7 prayer one day in order to make sure that we pray until solution happens. A committee was set to that effect to articulate how this will be carried out. We also want to appeal, like Jab said, if the battle is too strong for me, you can come and help me. We want to appeal to all our brothers all over the world to come over to Nigeria and help us. We believe that if the Nigerian church is helped and Nigeria gets it right, we will have manpower for the harvest. We will have also our harvest fields addressed. Prayer without action is a daydream. Action without prayer is a nightmare. Prayer and action is a dream come true. It is time for us to both act and pray. And we trust that the prayer activists will rise up and do the needful. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Over to you, Prof.
Oh, our Father, Nigeria comes now to Mount Carmel. Lord, the congregations wait at one end to see what you would do. We've heard the boastings of the prophets of Baal. Father, we speak in this season that the waters will not answer them. We speak in this season that the fire will not answer them. We speak in this season that the air will not answer them. Oh, God who answers by fire. Kata, 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 kupa, kata, kata. Mari, ike, ke, da, 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 da. Oh, God who answers by fire. Mara, aka, da, do, mika, da, da, da. Oh, our God who answers by fire. Show forth your might in this season. Oh, God, answer by fire. Let their mouth be shut in the name of Jesus. Makaraka, bibi, kataka, taka. Laraka, ba, 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 ba. Makaraka, ba, ba, do, do. Inaraba, ba, ka, digi, da, ga, da, sha, sha. Laraka, ba, ka, ba.
Hallelujah. Not surprising at all, Nigeria is in their need of prayer at this time. And whatever prayer we can make for Nigeria, even in the days of this conference, we will appreciate it greatly. Praise the Lord. But as we can see from the reports we've received from all the regions, and indeed all the nations, we see that there are challenges everywhere. No region is immune from these challenges. So I want us, as we round up this session, to corporately pray a prayer that I believe is critical even at this time. In Numbers chapter 14 and verse 21, God spoke and he said, "Truly the earth shall be filled with my glory." And the backdrop of it was Israel had failed God at that time. And it seems to me that God was saying that despite your failure, it will not stop my glory from filling the whole earth. And as if to reaffirm it, in in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "The glory of the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, even as the waters cover the sea." One more time, may I request that we stand and declare over the nations of the earth, as God has spoken, that truly his glory shall fill the earth. Let's begin to proclaim over the nations of Africa that the glory of the Lord shall fill the nations of Africa. From Cairo to Cape Town, from one end of this continent to the other. Please, let's make that declaration. It is in the heart of God. God is concerned about it. As if God swore an oath and he said, "Truly as I live, it's inevitable. There is no force that can stop the glory of the Lord from filling the whole earth." I want us to make that declaration over the nations. We're declaring today that the glory of the Lord shall fill the nations of the earth. Lord, we make that proclamation in your presence. We declare your heart over the nations of the earth. We declare your heart over the nations of Africa, that your glory shall fill from one end to the other. Lord Almighty, let this be a wave that is unstoppable. Let this be a wave that is unstoppable, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, across the nation, across the continent, O God. Let the knowledge of your glory fill this continent even as the waters cover the sea. Lord, we know this is your heart and we believe you for this. We thank you, our Father. We give you the glory, for you deserve it forever. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Amen. Can we give a clap of victory to the Lord? Our God is a victor. He's not losing this battle. We acknowledge you, Lord. Receive the glory. Receive the praise. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you. May I have your seat? I believe that we have had